Good afternoon, everyone. So today is third Sunday, so I'm speaking in English. Actually, I spoke in English last Sunday too, and I'm just wondering, do you understand my English? Honestly, who have difficulty to understand my English? Oh, good. I will do my best, and I pray Holy Spirit will help me where I'm lacking.
一言ではお祈りをして、そして今日の御言葉を読んでいきたいと思います。
Let us pray and continue to read the Book of Mark.
愛する天のお父様、素晴らしいこの秋晴れの一日の中で、このように愛する兄弟姉妹方と共に集まり、あなたを礼拝できます。ひとときを心から感謝いたします。どうぞ神様、この時を豊かに祝福してください。どうぞ私たち一人一人に、あなたの豊かな御霊と聖霊を通して、今日の御言葉を通して、必要な命の糧をお与えくださいますように。また、体調を崩している方、ここに今日来ることのできなかった方、またあなたのことをまだ知らない多くの方々、どうぞお一人お一人を憐れみ、顧みしよう。あなたが豊かにその恵みを持って祝福してくださいますように、導いてくださいますようお願いいたします。今日これからのひととき、あなたの御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。Amen.
So, I'd like to continue a gospel written by Mark. And today we'd like to start reading from chapter 2, verse 1. So Jesus Christ had traveled around towns in Galilee, preaching gospel. Some, I should say many, believed in him. And some were curious, or some were jealous. But anyway, many people followed him. And here he returned to the town of Capernaum. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. Capernaum? Capernaum. He returned to Capernaum, where his first preach took place, which is written in chapter 1, verse 21. He preached here first, and he returned to this town. And of course, there were other many people who followed him. So Jesus entered this one of the house. But soon the crowds found out the location of where Jesus was, and many people came to see him, to listen to his preach or to be cured sickness, whatever the reason. The many people were gathered, and it said there were no longer room to receive the people, not even near the door. So this house was packed. And maybe there were some crowds outside of the house too. And then Jesus was preaching in the house, and the people were listening. So I believe it was quite quiet. There were many people, but Jesus was preaching, so maybe most people were listening to him. Then, this surprising sounds or things happened. suddenly the roof above the Jesus was uncovered, opened, or that's a good word, but I say they broke it and they made a hole on the roof. And they carried the man who was paralytic and led him down in front of Jesus Christ. This is such a crazy story, crazy. Just imagine, we usually lock the door for the church during the service for security reason, but when someone comes, did you lock the door? But if someone comes to church and if door is locked, they usually buzz and somebody go upstairs to open the door. But imagine if nobody noticed the buzz and that person decide to break the window over there and coming into the church, we will be all surprised. We will be shocked. Who is this man breaking into the church? And I don't think these four men and their friend had a prior permission to make a hole on this person's house. They just did it because they couldn't reach Jesus because there were so many crowds before them. Sorry. And that was really surprising, but Jesus was very calm. And he says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Of course, he's not talking about making a hole on the roof or making dust on his hair. He's talking about the sins we all have, the sins this man had. And this is kind of one of the highlights of today's story. Today's title is Love Beyond the Law. Love Beyond the Law. I don't know if this is right English. Love Beyond the Law. Or in the other word, extreme love. Extreme. First, we can find this love in the action of these four men. Because we don't do this usually. Usually, if you're polite, you just wind up and wait until you can see the Jesus. But they couldn't wait. And they made a hole and let their friend down in front of Jesus. Why? Because these four friends really, really wanted his friend to be cured. They loved their friend. That's why Jesus said, Jesus saw their faith, not this man who was paralytic, but this man's faith. This is interesting. I talked about this a little bit last Sunday, but a famous author whose name is Miura Ayako-san, Ayako Miura, who is a famous Christian author in Japan, and she said in one of her book, if we have 9 thankfulness out of 10 and 1 complaint, we often never express our thankfulness, but we just speak out that 1 complaint. And it's very similar to that. I think we are so easy to point out and seek someone's fault or someone's sin or unfaithful things. But we don't we usually don't spend time to look for faith or some goodness in that person. But God, Jesus, He was always seeking the faith in that person. In today's story, in this case, most people thought this is crazy, and I think some of them got mad at them or angry. At least the owner of this house was angry about it. What is this all? This is insane. This is crazy. Everyone was being quiet and listening to the preaching of Jesus Christ. But what they have done? They just destroyed the atmosphere and stopped listening to his preaching. And, you know, I think most people get mad at them and seeing their action as their fault or sin. But Jesus was different. Jesus saw faith in them. Why these four men did such a crazy stuff in this house? Many people in this house didn't think about it, but Jesus knew it. First of all, they had disappeared. Disappeared. Hopeless, I mean. They were hopeless. They had no hope to cure their friends. And Jesus was the only hope left. So they had no choice. And they had passion and, of course, love for their friend. And finally, they had faith in Jesus Christ that He can cure their friend. This is very interesting because many people think if our prayer or desire come true, okay, I will believe in God because He listened to me. And if my prayer or desire did not come true, and if I became hopeless, then I'm not going to believe in God. Now, that's most people's reaction. But interesting is, this hopeless situation brought them to Christ. They were doing their best to reach this man of God, the Jesus Christ. Sometimes I wonder how much we long for to reach God, to see God, to have fellowship with God. I think we tend to wait. Okay, let's wait, pray, and let's wait what's going to happen. Let's just wait. And that is, of course, important. To wait God's answer is important. But sometimes we need to make action to come close to Jesus Christ. And Jesus sees faith in that. And second highlights and surprise is, the answer of Jesus. He said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." This answer was more crazy than the action of these four men. As scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And what he said, what the scribe said in his mind was so true, so true. God is only one who can forgive sins. He was right about that. So actually, Jesus could be killed or stoned because of his word, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Because this totally against God, against according to their laws. Because God is the only one. There is no other God. There is no man who can forgive sins. So what Jesus said, it's same as "I am God. I have authority." Same as God have. So what describes thought in his mind was right. But he was wrong about one thing, that Jesus is God. And Jesus knew this going to happen. Some people will blame him about saying forgiving sins. And Jesus knew it. And that's why Jesus said this word first before cure this paralytic man. Jesus questioned these scribes, "Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'?" Which do you think is easier? どっちが簡単でしょうか? Which do you think is easier? What your answer? Forgiving sin or tell him to rise and take bed and walk? Okay, so forgiving sin is easier. Who think forgiving sin is easier?
Easy to say.
Right, it's easy to say. Because it's just a word. We can do that too. Your sins are forgiven. Everyone can do that. But make him work is more difficult. Because if we have no authority or power to do it, we can't do it. And Jesus continues, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your home." Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." This was an amazing miracle, because this man couldn't walk. And of course, I think he was losing his muscle of legs. And usually you need some time of training or rehabilitation, even if you're cured, to walk. But immediately he started walking, not just walking, take up his bed. He was full of energy and he was cured completely by the word of Jesus. And Jesus said, and Jesus this in this order to let them know Jesus has authority to forgive sins. His word is not just a word, but his word has a power and authority. Because this man was cured and walked by the word of Jesus Christ, then his word, forgiving sin, should also have power and authority, and it's worthy enough to trust and believe. And that's why Jesus took this order to let them know. (Clears throat) And today's title is Love Beyond the Law. Jesus, what Jesus says was still unbelievable thing, forgiving sins. According to the law of Moses given by God, we have to follow that law to be saved or to be accepted by God. But Jesus, what Jesus did was way beyond the law which were given to the Israelites. We are not forgiven, or we are not saved by laws, but by only love of Jesus Christ. By the love revealed, the God's love revealed by and through Jesus Christ. And at the end, I would like to emphasize that the Bible does not teach us to be rude or teach us to be outlaw, or just like these four men, what these four men did. As the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 says, love does not behave rudely. And Jesus himself said, he came to the earth not to destroy the laws, but to fulfill the law and prophet. And I know, especially, I think younger generation has tendency to act crazy, but to do something it's not polite, or to stand out, 目立つ, to stand out. And some people misunderstand and think outstand is the way to spread the gospel, but that's not true. Jesus is not teaching us to be outlaw or break laws or break someone's house's roof or something. Jesus is not teaching like that. Love does not behave rudely. But on the other hand, at the same time, the misunderstood laws in the Bible or human-made common sense could sometimes blind us from true love of God, or prevent us from loving our friends or someone. Sorry. Jesus, his love was beyond the law. That's why we were saved. And he wants us to be God's children and live like him, love like him. But sometimes these misunderstood laws and misunderstood or human-made common sense bind us from living in the love of God. So let us be outlaw in that way, not in an outstanding or rudely way, but to live in God's true love. Let us be outlaw like Jesus Christ. Amen. お祈りいたします。 愛する天のお父様、非常に貧しい賭けだらけの英語ではありましたけれども、どうぞ主よ、その賭けたるところ
あなたの聖霊様が補ってくださいますように。神様、あなたが本当に私たちの驚くべき方法で、考えられないような形で、ありえない、まさに立法を超えたありえないような方法で私たちを救い、私たちに愛を示してくださいました。そのようにどうか私たちも間違った立法主義や、あるいはこの世の間違った常識や、そういったものにとらわれることなく、縛られることなく、主よ、どうぞこの4人の友が本当に命を懸けてこの一人の友を救うために起こしたその愛の行動のように、私たちも主よ、あなたを愛して、あなたの御業を成すことができますように、どうぞ私たち一人一人に勇気を与えてください。力を与えてください。そしてあなたの愛が一人でも多くの方に述べ伝えられていくことができますように、どうぞその働きの一つ一つを祝福し導いてください。すべてを感謝し、御手にお委ねして、愛するイエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。アーメン。